Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 29. We have a reduced crew today as KB and Nick are out doing Rediscovering America, right? Where are they?
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, Rust Belt, something like that. So today, yeah, somewhere in the Rust Belt. I think we're on the right track. So today we have the regulars, me, Coley, Che, and Owen. And we're adding in Rudy because today we are doing a cool bracket. We're doing a bracket of cool, and we narrowed it down. We're narrowed it down to basically cool moves and cool objects. We excluded cool people, which is maybe a little discriminatory, but still we had to because that would have run the bracket probably if we're really.
That's its own bracket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That should be its own thing. So maybe we'll do that at a different time. But for now, we do have a really good one lined up for you. But before we talk to you about it, we're going to talk about Roman.
All right, let's talk about Roman. The folks over at Roman, which is an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require a prescription, which is really nice. Roman can ship you swipes in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of your packet, swipe them on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get $10 off when you choose a monthly plan.
Thanks to Roman. All right, we're going to get right into it. All you guys got some pretty good lists, so this is going to be a fun one, I think. The first matchup we have is the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed this time, and this is Cole. You submitted this very late, and I had to add it because it was so good and so correct. It was pulling a book that leads to a secret room.
Ooh, wow.
Which is very cool. Arguably one of the coolest. Like when he said it, I was like, "This might need to be even higher because it's one of the coolest things I can imagine." And that is going up against the 5 seed, which is from Che, which is sliding down a railing. Which I think, I think it's a good one because when people would do that in like high school or middle school, I'd be like, "Damn, that's pretty cool."
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I think it's a solid pick. So we're going to start with you, Coley, first. Who do you think wins this matchup?
Now for railings, are we also counting like fire poles?
No, because I don't think that's so in this case. Required by your job.
Yeah. Like,
if your job requires you to do it, it's not that cool, probably.
Oh, so firemen aren't cool now?
They're literally hot.
Like, listen, it's Jason Tatum's job to put a ball in a basket. It's still pretty cool.
Right. The percentage is much smaller, I'd say. I don't think. No, I feel like if you're a firefighter, you get jaded by that in like week two.
Well, all right. It was an important distinction because if we were counting firefighters / strippers, I would have to vote for that. But since you're saying that does not count, this is pulling a secret book that leads to a secret room and a landslide. I mean, there's the reaction in the room, I think, was enough of a vote. Like when you see that, when someone in a movie or even real life, when they exist, having that secret room that only so few, I think it's more the knowledge that so little people have of its existence. That's what really makes it cool.
You know, it was a great scene with that. Have you seen Atlanta, Coley?
The show? Yeah.
Yeah. The scene where Ern's trying to get the club owner to give him the money and he keeps evading him and he does the secret wall thing that does like the turnaround. It like does like a full flip. It is like, it's so goddamn cool. It's unbelievable. But Che, what are you picking?
Because the book thing is cool. What I will say about the book thing is like, half the people that pull the book out of the bookshelf or the wall know that they're doing that and do it on purpose. The other half of people just stumble upon it, mm-hmm. in which case it's not that cool, but it's a discovery like, wow, I found the secret chamber. So Yeah, I mean, I can't argue against it. Fuck. Take the book out of the show. It was really cool.
Rudy?
Yeah, no, it's a no-brainer. You got to go with the book to a hidden room. Also because I would say maybe 80% of the time that's going to a sex dungeon.
Yeah, so I would say there's a very high percentage of
that. Yeah, so you're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I will also say another big negative to sliding down the railing is sliding down a railing is cool as the person doing it in the moment when you're like midway through the rail. You're like, damn, I'm really mm-hmm. picking up speed. I'm moving. But when you get to the bottom and you have to do that like little hop to mm-hmm. slow down and you're like at the movie theater – that's pretty fucking lame. Like, I feel like that moment is pretty scary, like in terms of like, damn, I just slid down that railing. And then you kind of like look around and everyone's like, you're a full grown man.
Mm-hmm. I think I realized while you said that we both watch very different programming and we also take very different stairs, because any stairs that I would associate with rail slides are probably at most five.
Yeah. Something five
deep.
The longer the rail, the cooler the slide.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would actually disagree.
Really? Okay. Wait. I would love to hear the explanation.
Because if you're on a short stair, it's like, okay, smooth. It is with the landing. It's like, okay, I can do this, but in a cooler way. If you're doing it with like flights and flights of stairs, like we're talking like a DC metro, like subway station where it's like 500 feet underground, like, no, that's actually extremely dangerous and not that cool, I don't think.
Danger is cool.
Yeah. Danger is cool. Is
inherently kind of cool. It reminds me of that guy. Who's the guy in the New York subway with like wearing like a Chelsea jersey that like he was falling down the stairway the wrong way, the escalator the wrong way down the middle.
The Joe Budden video?
No, also very funny though. Yeah. It's just some kid. He's like sliding down that middle partition between the escalators, and he just like hits his asshole right on this bump.
That video is awesome.
It is very funny. Owen, what would you pick?
So you submitted sliding down poles. We're not doing firemen. We're not doing strippers. We're not doing big staircases. Yeah. This is just limited to specifically the ones you did in your youth.
Or less. Yep.
And those are risky to begin with. If you're not completely straight up when you're sliding, if you have any little give, you look so feminine.
It's feminine's not cool.
Pulling a book would be cooler.
I do think that getting led to that too, it's like, oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. And then they pull the book and then it opens. Like it is. That's got to be one of the coolest moments.
It is kind of feminine because you do have to side saddle. Like, and weirdly, the most alpha way would be if you slid down the railing with like the rail between your legs.
Feel like luge, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
just leaning forward.
Just leaning forward, like with your arms like this and just sliding down it.
If you went face first down the stair rail and somehow landed it, I mean, you would be probably the coolest man alive. I don't know how you pull it off, but it would work.
The coolest would be going down, somehow getting air and landing in a plank back on the railing that you slid down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Secret Room is going to move on, obviously. And now we have the number 4 seed versus the number 13. The number 4, I think this was yours, Che, and it was extremely correct. It's celebrating a shot before it goes in. As long as it goes in, obviously. Yes. Like Nick Young's situation is not going to apply here. Like Steph Curry is what we're thinking. Great, great pick. That's our 4 seed going up against the number 13 seed, which is jet skis. And jet skis are extremely cool. There's a lot of people that are uncool that ride jet skis, but the actual jet ski itself, extremely cool. I'm going to start with you this time, Owen.
Fuck. Jet skis are the coolest thing in the world, I think, maybe. Fuck. But so is that video of Tiger celebrating his putt.
It's difficult.
Anybody want to sway me? Anybody really feel something on this?
Have you seen the Gilbert Arenas one? MLK Day, maybe like 2009 or 10, takes a 3-point shot against the Jazz to win the game before it even goes in the buzzer sounds. He turns around and just goes like this. See the ball going in. That's, I mean, really, if he turned out to be a Hall of Fame player, that's a top 5 NBA photo ever.
Arguably his second greatest shot after.
So I would just think of the rarity.
I submitted jet ski. Someone else might have as well, but jet skis are just motorcycles of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes like the coolest land vehicle, but then adds water, which I think makes it cooler.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great point.
It's motorcycles definitely are exclusively for the cool, because I tried to rent a moped one time at Martha's Vineyard and was denied after putting down my deposit.
Why? They just look at you.
I had to like pass a test in which I had to drive it 50 feet.
They're just like, you don't look good in that.
You had to like test out the brakes and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm 6'3", so I'm a larger person, and a moped is small. So whenever I would go to brake, I would naturally put my foot on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the guy gave me like four chances, and I could not do that. I'd never been on that type of vehicle before, so it was just instinct to mm-hmm. be like, all right, slow down. Like, so it sucked because we were with another couple, and then they're like, oh, like, all right, I guess we're just not going to do this. So I ruined everyone's day.
Yeah. You're gonna run alongside them while they're all on mopeds. Yeah,
probably the least cool thing that's ever happened to me.
That is actually a great argument for jet skis. Mm-hmm. So we'll go back now to Owen.
Yeah, I'm going to go with jet skis as the cooler thing. I think the Nick Young really takes over the narrative for that move in basketball. And like you said, jet skis is just like the coolest thing you could be on.
Mm-hmm. Way cooler than boats, too. All right, Rudy.
This is tough. I'm really hung up on the fact of the people that do ride jet skis.
That's fair. I know that's a very important thing to note here, too. But I do want to – I feel like you can narrow it down. Coley, this is your pick, so maybe you could clarify more. I feel like it's the actual jet ski itself versus the common type of people that ride jet skis.
Yeah, when I just picture a humanless jet ski, I'm like, that's sick. Mm-hmm. Like, the more the concept of jet ski. And like you talk about, it might be the perfect word. Like a mm-hmm. jet ski, it sounds weird. I mean, yeah. We have a coworker with that name. I think that branding alone has done wonders for him.
Yeah. Runs out of gas, though.
The word jet is great, though. Also.
Yeah, it's so quick. It's one word. They do look so fucking cool on their own. Like yeah. The shape of them is sexy. They look very like a sexy. Like a plastic seal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very slippery.
Yeah. And they're loud enough to the point where like when you're getting somewhere, everyone's looking at you for the last 20 yards.
And you mm-hmm. see that big stream of water shooting out the back of it up into the air. It looks mm-hmm.
oh, God, but cool. You're supposed to wear a life jacket when you're in it.
That's life jackets are very uncool. That's a very, very good point.
Uncool. Okay. You don't have to though.
None of us would wear them.
Yeah.
You would.
Definitely
you
wear a life jacket.
Very uncool.
Yeah. I mean I've
Che has a parachute.
That would actually be sick. So you can go really fast, but then also like
it
would rip you off.
Yeah, just
rip. I thought you were about to say like you do like a parasail type of deal where you just go as fast as you can on the jet ski, pull the ripcord, and then just go flying up into the air.
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah. Also, even though celebrating a goal or anything before it goes in is like insanely cool. That one shot from Tiger King of that guy on the jet ski.
No, that wasn't Jeff Lowe. The other
it was
Jeff
his
Lowe. Was
it was yeah, his buddy. It was like his criminal partner.
Kind of like Mark Davis a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. That shot of him just like gliding across the water yeah. with his shades and his mullet flapping. I was just like, holy fuck, this guy, even though he's a terrible person, mm-hmm. that was one of the most amazing pieces of cinema I've ever seen in my life. So I got to go jet ski. It's
two for jet ski, Che.
Definitely. Shooting a ball into the basket and turning around before it goes in. Like Nick Young is exempt from this because that didn't happen. He missed a shot. Having it go in is just ultimate swagger because very much like the secret bookcase, you know the answer that not everyone knows. You know the ball's going in. And then you get to celebrate it before everyone is aware. Ultimate cool move. For me, this is a one seed.
And it is an all-time like high risk, high reward. Like he goes in like, yeah, obviously you're the coolest man on the planet. It doesn't. You're Nick Young for the rest of your life.
We're talking Larry Bird.
Call me old school. You should be crashing your own fucking boards.
Steve Shade is not a hard
fucking
fan of
get to the
basketball.
Rim when you put up shot. A shot. Yes,
Coley.
The Nick Young thing I feel like is being argued as a negative when it should be viewed as a positive for the people who pull it off because like we view that as such a failure. And to be fair to him, that thing was 90% of the way down. And he saw it going in as he turned around. So I can't even give him credit that he was doing this. Like Steph is barely done like letting go of the ball. And he's like sitting on the opposing team's bench taking a nap. So what Steph does, to me, it is cool, but it's more disrespectful than cool. Like I see it as if we were talking like shit talking moves, that would be up there for me. Cool, decently cool, but it's more disrespectful to me. Jet skis, I mean, come on. I'm going jet ski.
Yeah, wall to wall cool.
Mm-hmm. Jet ski is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 8 seed versus the number 9 seed. The number 8 seed, is, I don't know how we want to phrase it, but it's just having a toothpick in. Ooh. Having a toothpick in, very, very cool. That's like the instant, if you want any characterization in like a movie or whatever, you give a, like a badass a toothpick, I immediately think they're cool. Mm-hmm. That's going up against the number 9 seed, which is, I put it as winning a fight, but I feel like winning a fight you didn't start specifically is extremely cool. Like someone else is the aggressor. They really get in your face. Almost like the airport. Yeah. If you beat the ass of somebody who starts the fight, you are extremely cool, in my opinion. But Coley, we'll start with you. Winning a fight you didn't start versus toothpick guy.
I mean, winning a fight, even if you do start it, is cool. It's like you can't, losing a fight is objectively not cool. You just can't get your ass kicked. That's not cool. But I'm going toothpick here. Like there's like, it's kind of the counter to the jet ski thing. Like 100% of cool people have a toothpick, but as opposed to like the life jackets. Like you don't see a nerd with a toothpick even by act. Like they're the type who would put it in and then like hiccup and swallow it and kill them.
You'd see both tips coming out of the skinny part of their neck skin.
Like making a whistle. It's like a flute.
So yeah, I'm going the toothpick. There's nothing cooler.
Toothpick's got one. Che, you're up.
So have you ever had a toothpick stuck in your throat horizontally?
Not in my throat. I have used toothpicks. So toothpicks I generally use for like their intended purpose, which is just to pick your teeth, which is cool. Very uncool.
Yeah.
And gross. But starting or like finishing a fight that you didn't start, like when I'm thinking about cool, I'm thinking about like low effort but looks awesome. So it makes it look like the person isn't trying. I feel like the toothpick accomplishes that. Finishing a fight like is awesome, but like you have to try to even knock someone out. So I would rule that one out. So I'm going to say toothpick.
It's two for toothpick. Rudy.
I really want to go toothpick because I'm a slut for subtlety. And it's just such a nice little subtle thing. Whereas like a fight is this big grand gesture and almost always it's really awkward. Like even the one of that ex Broncos player in the airport, like after that, like, what does he do? He's just like, so do I go to like my gate now?
You want to take care of my bag?
Yeah. So is there a Chick-fil-A in the, I'll just go. And then, but the one thing that makes the, I mean, like I'm thinking about World War II.
Okay, obviously.
That's finishing a fight. Cool time. That's finishing a fight you didn't start. And that's a pretty cool move. But at the end of the day, like I said, I love subtlety, so I'm gonna go with toothpick.
Three for toothpick, Owen.
Yes. So when I was a freshman in high school, I met a sophomore in high school in the courtyard. He was chewing a toothpick. I asked for one. Did he said he couldn't give me one. They were cinnamon flavored toothpicks with nicotine in them. He was using them to wean himself off nicotine at the age of 14. It was the coolest thing I had ever seen.
That single guy might have to win this.
Do
bracket.
They still sell those?
I don't know.
Hey, I need those.
I would like that. Yeah,
they must.
Can they make one with like extra nicotine? So I just use it instead of a cigarette.
You could just throw probably the whole wad in there.
Yeah. Jesus, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, toothpicks are awesome. Nobody really knows why, but they are.
You ever like leave a diner or something like that, and you grab the toothpick on your way out as a kid, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm cool now.
Yeah,
in your mouth, you just feel cool
always.
Yeah, fuck it. They're gonna move on easily. Next, we have the number 1 seed versus the 16. The 1 seed is not caring, which is objectively one of the coolest things you can do, because then someone doesn't care about something. We just talked about it. We basically just proved the point of it earlier. And that is going up against the number 16 seed, boobs. I feel like anytime we do a bracket, we do need boobs involved in some way, shape, or form. And boobs are very cool. And not for their intended purpose, like giving food to a baby, that's lame. But like for other purposes, way cooler. Oh, and you get to start not caring versus boobs.
I don't really care.
Not caring is such a meta.
It's tough. It's a little bit of a mind fuck.
It's unbeatable. But
even if you don't care, like the one thing you'll always have to care for is titties.
That's true.
Even dudes who don't care, they care about titties. And I think that's because they're cool. And I'll say titties are cooler than not caring.
One for titties, Rudy.
Yeah, this is in the last bracket episode I was on, this one, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Not caring one, but what was the category?
I think carrying the lamest moves.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's sort of like the opposite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inverse.
And it's like such an unbeatable force. And this is like an immovable object meets an unstoppable force. Like, not caring is the ultimate trump card in any situation. But the only thing that I can think of that could possibly beat it is boobs, because they're so unanimously loved and protected by our species, and they're the harborers of life. And they have so many different, they're multi-use. They come in so many different shapes and sizes. There's just really
tastes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They taste different. You can dress them up. You can dress them down. I mean, I'd be betraying myself if I said anything other than boobs. So it has to be boobs.
I think Owen's point is actually the best in that. Even the people that don't care, they do. You have to care. Like a girl takes off her shirt.
A calling card is like, didn't ask, don't care. When somebody says something to you, if I just showed you a picture of fat tits, you'd be you're not gonna be like, oh, I didn't ask, don't care.
Yeah.
You're going to look at the tits.
Your teeth fall out like piano keys and like your tongue rolls out like a red carpet. Like, it's just what happens. Che, titties versus not caring.
So titties, are we specifying only female titties? Because that's a huge difference, because man boobs are the least cool thing possible, I would think, right?
They are very uncharming. I feel like we're only including female titties here.
Okay.
Man boobs, I think, are titties with D, T-I-D-D-I-S.
Oh, titties?
Mm. Yeah.
Got man tids?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be boobs. Like,
hell yeah, brother.
Definitely.
Coley.
Welcome to the right side of history.
Yeah, give me the tits. I named my dozen team after them.
That's a very good point. I didn't even think about that. All right, before we get to our second half of the bracket, we're going to talk really quickly about 3Chi.
All right, let's talk about 3Chi. We talk about it all the time. You get to skip the dispensary and get THC delivered directly to your door. 3Chi's Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and a more functional alternative to marijuana. You must be 21 years old to purchase, because it's not just regular like CBD. It's a psychoactive, and it really gives you that nice like body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. If you visit 3chi.com, that's the number 3chi.com, and use promo code STOOL5, you get 5% off and a free can of fan flag sticker. This sale is exclusive to Barstool listeners. And they also have a variety of different edibles, vapes, drink enhancers, tinctures, and more. I always mention this every time I do a 3Chi ad. Their edibles are awesome. Try the Rice Krispies one. It's the best one. So, again, get 5% off all products at 3Chi.com, plus a free can of fan flag sticker with code STOOL5.
All right, thanks to 3Chi. Now we move on to the 11 versus the 6. The 11 seed was an addition, I think it was Rudy's, and it is very cool. Like, at first I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, what? Damn, this is good. And it's disarming a bomb at the last second. It's very cool. Like, and I was like, it's not something you traditionally think about or something that any of us will do in our lives, but it's really fucking cool. And that's going up against one that Trill Ballins actually lent to me, which is catching a home run ball while you're holding a beer and not spilling any of the beer. Ooh. Which is very strong. Coley, you get to start.
I hate to go against Rudy. I think it's much cooler to disarm a bomb with like plenty of time left. Like, I don't know why more people don't think about that. Like, oh man, we saw there was 4.5 minutes left on the clock and we just stopped in its fucking tracks. Catching a ball barehanded unto itself, especially one that has like a 110 mile per hour exit velo. Very cool. Though I will say the face of catching home runs, extremely uncool.
Zach Apple,
So it's quite a bind.
I think he's using a glove though, and he's using both hands. So
That's true.
Is like, and I feel like you can even, it doesn't need to be a beer. Like whenever you see a guy holding his kid and he catches a ball barehanded, also very cool in my opinion. But I think that is just, and the whole crowd cheers every time they see it. They play it on the home run cam. Everyone goes,
yeah,
nuts.
I mean, when people catch foul balls, like people go bananas. So
there's a home run guy. Is that what you're saying?
Zach Hample. Yeah. He's interviewed by Pardon My Take before, I believe.
What?
He's like,
he's caught like hundreds.
He's a professional home run and foul ball catcher. And like, that's his job. Like, he catches he goes to every park.
His job, right?
At this point, it's his job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. He wears the Rob Lowe hat, but for baseball. So it just has the MLB, like the umpire's hat, basically.
What a wild thing to dedicate your life.
He's like knocking over kids and shit.
There was a game a few years ago that was only for the troops. It was like on a military base. And like only troops could get tickets. And he found his way in there and people were furious.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he joined the Marines so that he could get to the game.
People would have been less furious. He just like snuck in. So he could, 'cause it was like the ball was different. Like it said, like, the event on the ball. So he was like, I gotta get me one of those.
Yeah, and he ran into some guy at the game and he's like, what do you do? He's like, oh, I disarm bombs in Afghanistan.
Yeah. And see, it would have worked. I would have not questioned that for a second if you told me he was a bomb guy or whatever. I'd be like, well, no one would lie about that because you need to be cool to do that. But okay, so that's one right now for catching the home run ball, Jay, versus disarming bombs.
Yeah. It is tough because disarming a bomb is not relatable. None of us could ever really do that.
Actually, catching
I don't love when you speak for everyone.
catching a home run ball, variant, like any of us could be in the right place at the right time and make a nice stretched out grab. So I feel like that would be more exciting. I can't really picture myself or really another person. What was that movie? The
Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker, yeah. Where the guy disarms it. Certainly a cool moment and everybody's going to be, like Coley was saying, like applauding, but like, yeah, they would have been much happier had it happened sooner. So
yeah,
I got to say the home run ball.
All right, it's two for home run ball. Could you technically consider, like, is catching a home run ball also disarming a bomb? Sort of, or would that be like like in its own sort of twisted sense?
Yeah, you're disarming a something that can cause harm.
Yeah, well, it's in, you call them bombs, so like, I don't know, it's just good. Rudy, you're up.
That's actually a very funny thing. You're like, yeah, I didn't catch a home run, I disarmed
I just call it disarming a bomb.
That's very funny.
That's really good.
I'm gonna go with disarm the bomb, but I will give a reason, even though it's not just because it's my pick. I would say if you took a stadium full of people, say a baseball game for example, and someone hit a home run and you caught the ball, everyone would be like, woo, you know, like cool, but it happens constantly. Now, take that same baseball game, and at home plate, instead of there being a catcher and a hitter, there's a bomb.
And if it blows up, it blows up the whole stadium.
And if it blows up, everyone goes up in flames. And then a guy walks out there, and then somehow the guy who made the bomb tethered the scoreboard to the clock to the bomb. And so everyone's like, can see the 5-4, and then he even hacks the like graphic system and he's like, let's get louder in here. and then the guy snips the right wire and no one dies. Mm-hmm. Imagine that applause. Dude, so I'm gonna go
incredible.
I feel like
I do think
relief than applause.
Yeah, you'd be, I feel like you'd be like, yeah, sigh of relief, but people would be cheering like goddamn crazy.
I think fans in baseball stadiums stink so much that as he successfully disarmed the bomb to save the lives of the 40,000 people there, they'd be like, you should have let the cute little kid do it. The cute little kid should have disarmed the bomb.
Waves happening.
I think a good example for that would be like Dark Knight Rises. Like if you disarmed Bane's bomb before it blew up the Pittsburgh, like Heinz Field or whatever that was, like they would have been going crazy.
Yeah, that would have gone buck wild. So yeah, it's a bomb.
It's all right, a bomb. It's one for bomb. Owen?
Yeah, it's a bomb. I'm thinking of more ways bombs would go off at a game.
Give a lot of situations where bombs go off. Why does that not happen? I feel like that's should be a prime target.
Yeah, like the hat game where the three hats are bouncing.
Metal detectors.
It can be two baseballs and a bomb.
I mean, they had like metal detectors at Oklahoma City, I'm assuming, and like other places like that.
So that municipal building?
Or I guess that was like a car outside of the municipal building.
Or so, U-Haul, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. That's fair. But yeah.
Disarming bombs for sure.
All right, I got a tie break, and I think Rudy swayed me.
Holding a beer also doesn't like make things cooler.
No, but like balancing it letting it fall specifically. 100%. So I think I got swayed by Rudy to disarming bombs because like that hypothetical where you disarm the bomb in some sort of twisted, sick fucking game in the middle of a stadium where everyone's held hostage. Yeah, people would be going ballistic. So I'm going to go with 11 disarming bombs.
We figured out disarming bombs. What does the class look like where the professor teaches that? Just like, yo, it's the red one.
It's like, that's the called the military
course.
They like bomb squads and the police and shit.
Oh, yeah, true. They do. Yeah. I guess I forgot about bomb squad.
Yeah.
which is what they also call, like, whenever they have like a good home run hitting group in baseball, they call them the bomb squad. So like
that's true.
Again, there's a lot of parallels here in these two things.
That is true.
All right. Next up, we have the number 3 seed versus the number 14. The number 3 seed is sunglasses. And specifically because I think that they are emblematic of cool. Like, they are, like, when you think of like the cool guy emoji, it's the guy with the sunglasses on. It's like you use it to symbolize cool, and not like, there's plenty of not cool people that wear sunglasses, and there's plenty of not cool sunglasses, but it's just, it's a symbol of cool. And that's going up into number 14 seed. And this is very specific, but it's tattoos. So tattoos, and that's lost some meaning over the years, but tattoos at one point considered extremely cool. You could be like the first one in your school to get a tattoo. You're very cool. Just how it rolls. But Owen, you get to start first. Sunglasses versus tattoos.
Shades. I think, like you said, I think tattoos have fallen off a bit. I know I have a handful now. That's like a pretty telltale sign. They don't hold the merit they used to. So I'll go sunglasses.
One for sunglasses. Rudy.
It's a tough one. Mostly because there's just such a history of tattoos. And I'm thinking...
You're thinking like triad tattoos,
yeah,
and shit?
Yeah, I'm thinking Jason Momoa. I'm thinking
Tribals.
The Rock, you know?
Yakuza tattoos are sick as hell.
Like, right.
Crazy cool.
Sunglasses? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Ray Charles thinks sunglasses are very cool.
He's never seen them before, so I don't know if he cares.
That man has seen everything.
I saw a picture from the other day with a digital camera, just taking a picture.
Everyone's
looking through
Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder?
Or Stevie Wonder.
Or Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah. Stevie Wonder too, as well.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder.
Dude, I was in fucking Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and watched one of those guys with the sticks that they hit on everything. And they walked up to a self-serve checkout. They checked out on a touchscreen Wendy's.
No fucking way.
I swear to God.
You go up to him? You confront him?
No, dude.
For stolen valor.
He's gross.
Like,
he's blind and shit.
You kick his stick.
How many fingers am I holding up?
I don't know. I think just because I'm thinking of traditional, like, old school tattoos, like sailors, you know, those like old
Russian prisoners.
Russian
prisoners. The ones they all mean something. Like, if you have the teardrop too, it means that you murdered someone. Like,
yeah.
That's pretty
funny. And then if you just walk in with just sunglasses on, it's like, bro, come on.
Hear me out. Brands.
Oh, brands are super cool.
Okay.
Maybe cooler.
Yeah. I think you could count that. But also brands, I think frats immediately, which I don't think particularly cool, whatever that's worth. But then I think like Quentin Coples for some reason with his massive fucking whatever his
Q-Dog, right?
Yeah. He had a huge one on his arm, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah. I'm going to go tattoos.
It's one for tattoos, Jay.
So I have a tattoo and a brand.
You have a brand?
Where's your brand?
Oh, yeah. It's on my arm. It was, me and some buddies did it.
Watch this be the NFL logo.
that would be so goddamn
funny. It was very unprofessional. It was a metal wire that we unfurled and put in a fire pit. And it's just this. It's pretty.
Oh, okay. Oh, it looks like a scar. Like it's just a regular scar.
It's literally just a straightened out wire hanger that was in a fire pit for a while and put in my arm.
That probably hurt like fuck.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm tough as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
I also have a tattoo, but. I don't know. I feel like both of these things are watered down. Like everyone has a pair of sunglasses. Plenty of people have tattoos. There are a lot of bad sunglasses and there are a lot of bad tattoos. I think tattoos are a little bit more watered down because you could have people with like 20 tattoos or 50 tattoos or whatever. Most people only have, you know, one or two pairs of sunglasses. So, and also like going back to, going back to like history, like, yeah, it was cooler to have sunglasses like back in the day as opposed to like a tattoo. It's like a fucking Navy anchor. That's not that sweet. So I'm going to say sunglasses.
I mean, Coley, I know you agree.
Is that a Navy anchor? You weren't in the Navy, were you?
My daughter's name's Sailor.
Yeah.
Were you in the Navy? What?
You don't have to be in the Navy to have an anchor tattoo.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that's what they used to be.
All right. Well, Coley, it's up to you now. Tattoos or sunglasses?
Did everyone else know you had that?
I didn't know you had that. No,
I didn't know either.
I know. I feel like I've seen you. I know you're a tattoo guy, Coley.
Yeah. My biggest argument against sunglasses is transition lenses, which I feel like Stephen Chase probably had at one point.
I have not, but I have already been public. I want to get into the transition lens game.
That makes right. sense.
And there's nothing less cool than someone Correct. Stepping outside.
But in their so glasses. Practical.
It's one of those things that was a great idea whenever someone said it, and they look just so fucking stupid 10 out of 10 times. Like, sunglasses are fine. I feel like sunglasses at night specifically, A, good song, B, cool move because you know that person's likely on a lot of drugs.
True.
But even like watered down tattoos in the sense that like a lot of people we don't think are cool have them, there it goes back to not caring. There is still a level of not caring you have to have if you're going to cover yourself in mm-hmm. tattoos. You're saying outright, like, I know most of society still will not accept me. There are jobs I cannot get. So that's cool. I'm for sure going with tattoos. I don't care how many people have them now. It's still cool.
I think you say I don't care how many people make fun of my sale or my.
Yeah, I mean, if Rudy said that, devastated.
I would never.
All right, goddamn it. I have to tiebreak again.
I thought it was
3-1. I think it's 2-2 right now. No, you I picked
sunglasses.
Oh, you did sunglasses. Okay, so it's sunglasses wins then, right? Okay.
No.
Wait, no, it's 2-2.
Shades. It is tattoos.
I thought Owen won tattoos.
Okay. Yeah, confused me there. All right. Yeah, I do have the tiebreak. All right. So for me, I think that I put sunglasses in 3C because of what it's emblematic of, and like. That it is just, it's the symbol of cool. Like, it is the coolest. Like, it's what you think of with cool. Like, mm-hmm. so it's very hard to root against it.
You're afraid of the sun? The fucking sun.
I'm so afraid of it. I'm white as fuck, dude. I burn up in the sun. That's why I'm wearing those sunglasses. I can't see shit. I think that the tattoos, though, like, when you I think, like, Yakuza tattoos, like you're saying before, so cool. Like, certain tribals look sick as hell. But, like, I'm not accessible to take, I can't get either of those tattoos at all. So, like, there's a level of inaccessibility for me. I will definitely go with sunglasses here, but it's a little closer than I thought it would be. Next up, we have the number.
When are you going to transition?
Yeah, when's your transition date? Does health insurance cover it?
Wait, what? Oh, for transitional lenses?
Yeah, sure.
We know what you're talking about. You don't have to say lenses. So yeah. When are you transitioning?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably in a couple of years. Is it weird that I like want to look like Ron Rivera?
Yeah,
you know, that makes sense. There's a lot of people that transition that want to look like Ron Rivera.
He's gonna put him in his fucking bio after he gets transition lenses.
Yeah,
imagine going to a sexual reassignment surgery and be like, I'm looking to look like Ron Rivera. Yeah.
They're like, we call that the number 4 around here.
You gotta tell us when that date happens. We want to be there to support you.
I'll wear them to the office.
All right, yeah, we'll make sure that J.K. Rowling isn't around or anything after that date. All right, we have the ten seed dunking, which is extremely cool. And like, I feel like I think of in high school, like the people that could dunk were the coolest people in gym or whatever, anything, especially if they weren't outrageously tall. Mm-hmm. If they were like 6'2" and we're 6'1", 5'10", 5'11", whatever, and we're dunking, they're the coolest humans. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, being able to dance well. And I think Shay, this was your pick, was dance, or maybe it was then yours, Rudy's.
It was mine.
Yeah, you picked dancing, and I think I want to narrow it down to being able to dance well, because you can all try, but
yeah,
people who dance well are the coolest.
100%. Yeah, and in my own head, I was thinking of I just fancy you. I wish I had rhythm.
Yeah, me too.
And as a bunch of white men in here, I think we all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do know. We're going to start with you this time, Coley. Dunking or dancing?
Dancing is sick. Both super athletic things, even though I don't know if that's the first thing people think of with dancing, but especially if you dance well, like you probably are a crazy athlete. For my money, I don't think there's anything in sports that touches dunking. I know hockey certainly doesn't have anything for it. Baseball, like home runs are cool, but there's just something so impressive about, like, there's a whole contest built around it. Mm-hmm. And I know there's Home Run Derby, but still, I have to go dunking. Have to. Especially, like, you put your arm, your whole arm through the hoop.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it.
I didn't like that dunk at first. The Vince, like, I feel like everyone was very confused by that when they, at the first second he put his arm to us, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, I'd seen it. It like broke right. everyone's brains. And then you started thinking about it. It was like, that really looks like it hurts a ton.
Yeah, it has to hurt a ton. Has anyone gotten hurt doing that?
Probably.
I mean, definitely.
Joe Green lost a finger.
Yes.
Stuck on the
rim. Yeah, I knew a kid who
I know he's missing his ring fingers. I didn't know that he lost a finger from dunking.
It's like cut off on
here. Like one of his first dunks. He lost it like when he was like 13.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then he was became like a pretty good 3-point shooter, which is crazy considering I think it was on his dominant hand too.
Bertans has the same thing. Bertans only has four hands, I believe, on his shooting
hand. Four hands.
Four fingers on his shooting hands.
That would be incredible, a four-handed basketball player.
I mean, that guy would be nasty.
Yeah.
He'd be a first Goro.
Yeah, General Grievous.
Yes, literal General Grievous on the court. All right, so that's one for dunking. I agree with you, and I would note that, like, posterizing, too, specifically, is one of the coolest things. Like,
I mean, that Andrew Wiggins dunked the other night.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about.
Or even, like, Vince Carter and that French dude in the Olympics. Like, French he murdered guys. That man. Yep. Like, that was insane. Mm-hmm. All right. Che, dunking or dancing?
So, Coley brought it up. Slam dunk contest. We assemble the best dunkers that are willing to participate in the world, and everyone just makes fun of the event and says how lame it is. So I feel like it can't be dunk. Dancing very cool or very well is something that all men are inherently jealous of, no matter how much they deny it. Be like, shit, I wish I could do that. But they don't want to put anywhere near the time or the effort to do so. So I think it's dancing.
Mm. I think I remember in I think it was middle or high school trying to learn how to not Dougie. I think it was do the Soulja Boy, and I was like, this is not for me. Yeah. I can't do it, Rudy.
I mean, you just described what the reason I put this pick in there. I've always wanted to be able to Dougie or to Crip Walk or
Cat Daddy. It's so simple, but I still look cool.
Or Stanky Leg, or just fucking move.
The jerk, man. The jerk. I tried so many times. I can't do it.
Yeah,
the jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You the jerk like, I can do. I can do the jerk.
But that was like the one they let us have.
Yeah. They literally set that one up so that we could participate.
They threw us a bone.
Yeah.
They hit us with the Dougie and the Cat Daddy, and they're like, I don't know, give them the jerk.
Yeah. Exactly. They'll just
backpedal and
play. I was watching fucking, what's his name? It's who's the Eagles wide receiver guy that dude in the end zone. Oh my God. Their guy, he was on. Yeah, Deshaun Jackson. Like Deshaun Jackson doing it into the end zone. And I was like, I want to do that. And I just couldn't.
Yeah, I just want a gritty. I just want to be able to move like water on the dance floor and have swagger. And when people can do it, I think it's very cool. I think dunking is wildly overrated. I think it's
interesting.
Just
that's a hockey guy take.
It's a wildly overrated thing to do. As someone who very much can dunk, I can dunk
obviously
easily, and I've been there and done that. And
Rudy dunks all the time.
I dunk constantly, and I have a history of dunking.
Talking like it's Oreos
always,
or
it's always dancing.
Mm. All right, another one for dancing. Actually, yeah, it is two for dancing now. Owen,
read the matchup to me one more time.
Dunking versus dancing.
So polite ways of us saying we want to be black. So dunking, I think, is unique for this bracket because just doing it at all is cool. Like, it's not like, oh, sliding down, there's cool ways to do it, not cool ways to do it. If you can dunk, that's, like, enough of a wow, at least in our circles. All you have to do is be able to dunk, and that's sick. And then there's levels of posterizing, all that. That's awesome. Dancing, even if we were good at it, I don't think any of us would pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for that reason, I'll go with dunking.
All right, we're tied up again. And this is a really hard one because this would, like, dunking, for all the reasons you guys said, that voted for it, like, it is one of the coolest individual feats you can accomplish in any sport, any professional sport. Like, I'm trying to think of one, like, in football, even, like, you truck stick someone like Jadeveon Clowney style, like, yeah, that's really goddamn cool, but like, even that isn't as like athletically impressive to me as dunking is. And like, regular people can do it, like people just in, you're playing street ball or whatever, like, they can just do it.
It's such a combination of power and finesse that like really nothing else translates to it. Like, even hitting dingers, that's mostly just raw power. And like, the thing with dancing is, like, you can get by being a bad dancer. Like people, there really isn't. That's a you thing. Like I think part of the reason EDM music took off so much is because you just really have to jump around. Like you don't have to do any actual dancing. People are like,
yeah, they don't even jump anymore. They just like move their head.
Their head.
Yeah,
it's nice.
And then clench their jaws.
And clenches, grind their teeth to dust.
So yeah, I think dancing's. It's not overrated if you saw a guy who was just like tearing up the floor and there was no one else there with him, you're like, all right, guy, let's calm it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But also I do think that in like, if you're going out to bars or whatever, and like, there's the one guy dancing really well, like women conflate that with sex. So,
maybe a revote. Are we including when they push their body around?
Oh yeah, that's definitely, because that is one of the coolest forms of dancing. Yeah, it's that's up.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
where they start up straight, yeah, and then they're like pushing shoulders back, yeah, and chest, like, and
pop locking.
Yeah, it's kind of
what
like,
is it called?
Yeah. Pop locking.
Like pop locking.
That's fucking sick.
It's very cool.
I'm gonna change my vote to dancing.
The vote changes to dancing then, and that means dancing is gonna move on over the dunking. 7-seed dancing.
That is cool as hell when they do that. Dude.
It is extremely cool. Fuck. Damn it. I didn't even think
the Jabberwockies or Vince Carter in the All-Star game.
The Jabberwockies. Cool. Yeah. When they came out what do you call it? The baby video. Do you remember that? And then, what was it?
The baby. Shaq?
Yeah. And the baby video. It came out in the middle of it. And it was like, everyone went fucking ballistic. All right. Now we have the number 2 seed versus the 15. The number 2 seed is smoking. And I will let us narrow it down into which form of smoking we're talking about. Could be smoking a cigarette. Could be smoking a cigar. Could be smoking weed. Could be really, well, we can kind of define which one we want to go for here. But which one do you think is the coolest?
Gravity bong.
Tobacco. Easily.
Pipe tobacco. Gravity bong's pretty good. Shay.
Opium den.
Opium. I was going to exclude hard drugs, but yeah, opium den is a cool ass term.
Is opium even a hard drug by today's standards? I feel like it's pretty middle of the road.
I think it's just heroin. It's like a different form of like,
right,
like same sort of thing. Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's fine.
Jay, no opinion on which smoking is coolest?
Smoking a cigarette indoors, if it's legal.
I think that cooler than that is smoking a cigarette while doing something active. Like that guy in the XFL or whatever that was smoking while he was running drills. Like that was cool as shit. That was so goddamn cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the single coolest cigarette, and I've been watching Mad Men a lot recently, so it's all I see is people smoking cigarettes. But like smoking directly after sex is the smoking.
Yeah, post-coital. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty dope.
So hand rolled is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tom and Jerry gif where he rolls it all in one hand and then uses the mouse to lick it close.
That clip itself might be enough for smoking.
So we're gonna do hand rolled cigarette for specifically, or should we just do cigarette? All right, let's do this. Let's go with smoking cigarette. That's going up against the number 15 seed, which I think was yours too, Rudy. Possibly walking away from an explosion.
No, that wasn't mine.
That's not you, Coley?
No.
Oh, then that was you, Owen.
No.
Oh, then maybe that was just me.
That rules.
Yeah.
Is that you, Chuck?
Yeah, then that was mine, actually, then. So walking away from an explosion without wincing, like without any sort of reaction, very, very cool. So we'll start out with you this time, Coley. Walking away from an explosion or smoking cigarettes?
Oh, you started with me last time. Go, Owen.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so Owen, smoking cigarettes or walking away from explosion?
Fuck, man. This feels like the title game. This feels big, boys.
Are you walking away from the explosion because you couldn't defuse the bomb in time?
That's what I was just thinking.
I can't remember. You set the bomb. You never know.
Or you had to get so close to the explosion to light your cigarette, and then you're just running away as it goes off.
Or you dropped your cigarette at a gas station by accident. And you have noise-canceling headphones in.
It's like Zoolander, yeah.
Fuck. Walking away from explosions, awesome. In the same vein, driving away from a sandstorm.
Oh, yeah. Mummy style.
Or snowboarding, outrunning an avalanche on a snowboard.
Yeah, damn. Okay, we could change it from walking away from explosion to motorizing away from calamity.
Outrunning Mother Nature.
Outrunning danger in general.
The one guy who escaped Mount Vesuvius. Like the guy just got to the edge of town.
I think the guy that died jerking off and he got like entombed with his dick in his hand, I think that guy was pretty. That's real. Cooler. Yeah, have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He's jerking his dick off.
Yeah. See, and he's just entombed. Like he's like he looks like a little fucking burnt up Hot Pocket when he's his dick in his hand. It's very funny.
The only
everyone thinks
that,
he's this like sad guy that was like, oh, I'm dying, I'm about to jerk off. But like the close writings say he was on his like 18th nut of the day. he was just getting in as many. They knew it was coming.
Doing the Portnoy challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. The only people that survived Pompeii were people that were doing semen retention.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's lost in history.
They had this Sigma mindset.
Is semen flammable?
I don't know. I've never
tried. Something tells me no.
It's wet, right? So
gas is wet. Gas is wet. Yeah.
That's true.
It's a quick turn
no
around.
One in the history of the world has ever tried to light their own semen in fire.
I bet.
I feel like it's probably been tried. Like someone's like,
I don't think there's anything semen related that hasn't been tried.
Also true.
Fair.
So which one are you going to pick, smoking or walking away from that explosion?
I think for the same reason you went in sunglasses, I'll go smoking. Just it's like iconic.
Emblematic of. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you were smoking a cigarette while walking away from an explosion.
That's what I've been thinking about this whole time.
Rudy.
It's just tough. Smoking is obviously much more of a realistic thing. Walking away from an explosion, I wonder if it ever actually has happened. In the way that they – that wasn't in a movie. Like, I get that, like, when they shoot movies, it physically is happening. But I'm saying, like, no cameras, no anything. Mm-hmm. I wonder if anyone has ever had a clean walk off of an explosion.
The other guys made fun of that, right? Like, there's a scene where they walk up and the building explodes and they're like, how do fucking people in movies do this? This is so unrealistic because, like, their ears are blown out and they have blood blisters and shit.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating. Those tropes that, like, have only been – made in like cinematic universe.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think that probably was made in a movie. It's such a hyper specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's actually kind of the same thing as the basketball shot and walking away from like swishing a shot.
That's and
not,
fair,
and not
yeah.
looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of the most iconic ones I can think of. Like I think Man on Fire did one that was really cool, if I remember right. That was a sick one with Denzel.
The Joker.
The Joker is a great one.
Joker, great one. Ad-libbed moment on that as well. And who was it? Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men had a really good one.
Dude,
it was up a car too.
The really fact that one. You just said that fucking Joker scene, I gotta go. Explosion.
Walking away from the explosion gets a vote. Che,
I think we gotta delineate. What about the explosion is cool? Because defusing a bomb is very cool at the last second. Defusing with a lot of time left is very cool. But like, if you're a bomb diffuser and you just give up on it, you just walk away with 10 seconds to go to get out of range, and you're walking away from it. Technically, that would fall in this category. So I feel like I can't vote this through for that reason.
Dude, they wouldn't even be mad at the guy. He would look so cool.
Yeah.
They would definitely be mad at him.
If he was wearing shades.
Just walking away. He's like, sorry, guys.
Walking away from a bomb you didn't
defuse. Skating, going in.
You guys later. Not my problem.
Yeah. Got to protect old number one.
Yeah. Or so, like... a union bomb diffuser, and he just gets up and leaves right at five. He's like, I am not not my monkeys, talk not my circus.
Yeah, I'll talk to my supervisor. Yeah.
Not getting overtime for that. All right, so that's another one for smoking. Coley.
You guys didn't fill out the forms, the proper forms for this bomb. I don't work on those type of bombs.
No way. Jerry would not defuse that bomb if it was past his time.
I don't know why people don't use Italian-made bombs.
Yeah. You got the wrong kind of stuff here. This is fucking rubbish.
the whole improbability of that ever happening has me lean. I mean, there's really nothing cooler than smoking cigarettes, especially since you're just very slowly killing yourself. Like, you know what you're doing. And we've known for a long time. And it upsets me, like, the whole Juul vape thing was so much lamer than cigarettes ever were. Like, you're just smoking a computer. Like, that's not nearly as cool as smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
They're so lame.
Yeah. It's like even weed, like weed pens, like not as cool as smoking just actual weed. Like, I get the convenience of it. I understand the technological advancements that have happened. But just lighting up a cigarette, if you saw two people standing outside of a bar, one was smoking a cigarette and the other one was vaping, you know who's the cooler person. It's not even important.
I switched from chewing tobacco to vape when I was single because I was like, oh, girls will think dip is gross. But then when you have a vape, they think you're gay.
it's a common identifier.
I went from trying to quit vaping, I went to cigarettes.
Yeah, I've done that too.
That's a smart way to go, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Probably because, at least because it's more expensive.
The only the problem is then I had to quit cigarettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you.
Well, you should have had the toothpicks.
Then that you was go, your no, mistake. So the easiest, the best way they say on the internet to quit cigarettes is to vape.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then you just get caught in this nice back and forth loop. Yeah. Where most of the money you make is going to this product that you don't even feel anymore.
Yeah. Use tolerance of. You know, it's another note for cigarettes is like, I can't think of anything that was cool in 1900 that's cool now except for smoking. Like,
yeah.
That has stood the test of time.
The U.S. government probably spent, what, $500 million on ad campaigns trying to make it seem like it wasn't cool. And everyone was like, nuh-uh.
And I think we voted on this once on an LCB draft. I think Joe Cool was arguably the coolest being to ever have exist. Like the fucking camel that smoked. Like he was so cool that the government had to enact a binding resolution to outlaw him because he was so cool that kids wanted to smoke because of him. So I'd be with you guys. Smoking's going to move on. And now we get to go through our playoffs. First, we have the 13 seed Jet Skis versus the number 12 seed, the secret room with the bookcase handle.
Was there no chain game?
Was there no chain game in this one? Boobs had to take the 16 spot, and I was running out of room, so
gotcha.
Had to give Boobs that last spot. Fair, and it seems like Boobs would have won the chain game anyway.
Most likely, I just thought of one. That's why I was asking.
Oh, which one is it? Because we can always sub in. We were very loose
when we were talking about the explosions, and then I became Mother Nature. Surfing is the coolest thing a person can do. Like I was thinking of a barrel closing.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I'd thought of it earlier.
Fucking pitted.
Yeah, just, and the whole lifestyle that comes with it. Like, most surfers are like the poorest people on the planet, and they don't care at all. They don't give a fuck. Like, they're having the grandest of times. You live in Hawaii, most likely. Like,
basically, anything that they did in Point Break could be on this list as well. Just in general. Like, skydiving. Like, skydiving's very cool. We can maybe sub in disarming bombs with surfing.
Like Rudy's.
Yeah, but what do you think, Rudy? What would you say? Sub out disarming bombs for surfing?
Well, it depends on the matchup. I want that.
It's versus sunglasses.
I was gonna say let's get sunglasses out of there.
Yeah,
wouldn't surfing. Okay, you want to categorize in like outrunning Mother Nature? Like that's actually exactly what I was thinking of. Is like those surfers and like monster.
Yeah, and monsoons and shit.
And you're outrunning the wave that could paralyze you.
Yeah, I would vote to get rid of sunglasses.
Okay, let's dump sunglasses
because smoking is. Like the cooler version of like the sunglasses and smoking are basically the same.
That's true. It's two sides of the same coin.
They're kind of the same thing, but the smoking one is obviously way cooler.
Fact.
So we kind of already have.
All right. We'll sub out sunglasses. Yeah. Right, but first we'll start on the other side of the bracket.
Shades to cigs are as kratom is to heroin.
Exactly. Yes. Correct. 13 seed jet ski versus the 12 seed pulling that bookcase leading you to this, to the secret room. We'll start out with you, Coley.
Hey, these are two I suggested. It's tough. The pulling the book came to me before jet skis did, so obviously my brain prioritized that as cooler. Secrets in general are just cool. So a secret room, one that you've had. Like in my mind, too, like you build that. You have to kill the construction worker who builds that because he's the other guy who knows that it exists. So, yeah, it's definitely that.
Was it I think it was Genghis Khan's tomb. He had like 10,000 workers build it, and then he had 10,000 soldiers kill those 10,000 workers, and then he had 20,000 soldiers kill those 10,000 soldiers so that no one could find out where he was buried, which is also
tombs. Cool guy.
Yeah, tombs are cool as fuck. I mean,
pyramids
were sick. So that's one for the secret rooms. Che.
Wait, secret rooms against which one?
It's against jet skis.
Jet skis. I feel like anyone looks cool on a jet ski, even if you're wearing a life jacket. But I feel like the book thing has me hung up. Like, have you guys been to that bar in New York? Please Don't Tell.
I've heard of it, never been.
So it's like a speakeasy, which just means like a bar that not that many people go to because it sucks. And you go to like this phone booth, and then forget how you actually get in.
Like a secret code or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they let you in like kind of through the phone booth. And it's just like a fairly uncrowded bar that has very overpriced drinks, but that makes me think of the pulling the bookcase thing, in which case it's like, all right, well, that place kind of sucks. Like what specifically is great about that? And also the people that like kind of stumble upon it. I feel like everyone, no matter what, can look cool on the jet ski. So I feel like jet ski is moving through for me.
One for jet ski. I went to a speakeasy on the Upper East Side. That was like in an ice cream parlor, like a fake ice cream parlor. And they kicked me out because my shoes weren't nice enough.
That's a cool move, bro, by them.
My girl was with me too. A guy was fucking mortified.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Like fucking sneakers. I didn't know it was like a fancy type of joint. Like, she just like, yeah, I heard about this speakeasy. Let's just go to it. I just went to it not realizing I needed to be like dressed to the nines wearing fucking legit shoes, like fucking Oxfords.
You should have showed him the Nike Air Monarchs were on the cover of GQ 2 months ago.
Just I'm like Gary Vee or something. Yeah. This guy wears sneakers. The worst part is I went back and got shoes at my apartment and then went back to the place, which is even more pathetic.
Oh, you tried to pretty woman them?
Yeah, basically, I came back and with regular shoes and they're like, all right, you can go.
Out. I want to
get that $50.
For I invited KB to the like bar club I was at on Saturday and he came in shorts and didn't get in. And then I like walked around the neighborhood with him looking to buy pants late at night for a while. And then I was like, I feel bad, but I'm going to go back without you. He was like, that's fine.
That happens pretty often. They should start selling their own merch at clubs of
that,
like
that pants. Would be smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, the bouncer should just be wearing 80 pairs of tearaway pants and rips one off and hands them to. He's like, $20.
It's like the guy selling umbrellas when it's raining out in the city. It's like it's the guy, it's the bouncer.
The pants salesman.
I'm just imagining and the guy's like the bouncer Coley's like, sorry, no shorts in the club, boss man. And just like lifting KB up by his armpits and just moving him away. It says one for Jetski Rudy.
I think the pulling the book thing is so cool. I'm going to give my reasoning as a physiological one. If you're in a room and you see someone pull a book and then a shelf appears and like, or, you know, the sliding door moves, your pupils are going to dilate.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You're immediately going to be like, ooh, you're like, or you're going to get an erection or you're going to do something like there's going to be a physical response. Blood's going to rush all over the place. Whereas like, if I see a jet ski, I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a jet ski.
And you ride a jet ski,
especially
though.
In the US of A, bro, we're spoiled. Mm-hmm. We got a fuck ton of jet skis, dude. We have a
surplus of jet skis.
We have so many jet skis, man.
There are also multiple types of secret doors, I think. Because like, there's the one where you pull it and like it opens up like a door. I don't think that's as cool as the one where it like the bookcase thing goes back and slides out of the way.
Yeah.
And that one is way cooler.
Yeah.
And also the one you pull, the whole wall flips and like, the whole room changes. I think that would be third on this list.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So I think that there's no jet ski on this earth, or at least I haven't seen it, that would make me moan like a secret door would.
Secret door gets two votes. Oh, yeah.
What would the moan sound like?
You'd be like, oh. Imagine I was just like, oh.
Like a legit moan. Yeah.
Sorry, it's a secret door thing.
Jet skis they feel just as unnatural as a room being in a bookshelf. Like, there's no reason for us to be flying across the surface of these oceans and lakes. Like, so I think, I don't know. Yeah, jet ski.
If you showed a jet ski to someone like 1900, they'd like burn you for a witch.
Yeah.
I think you were a psychopath, but like they were all about the doors with secret bookcases and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to go with, which one did you pick?
You picked jet ski.
All right. We're tied up. I got a tie break. I think that I will go with the rooms based off of Rudy's assessment, because I do think that the wonder I would get from a bookcase turning into a door or whatever is way greater than any rush I would get from a jet ski, even though a jet ski is way more plausible to ever happen in my life and has happened multiple times versus...
You've been on a jet ski multiple times?
Well, I've seen multiple jet skis. I also have been on jet ski more
than all right, one. Mr. Millionaire over there.
Not my jet
skis. Oh, Mr. Tycoon over here.
Not my jet skis. I can promise you that.
Are jet skis like gasoline powered or oil powered? Are they water powered?
Gasoline.
They're not water powered.
No, definitely not. It's like a paddle boat.
If they were water powered, that would be like the greatest invention of all time.
Right. So that's that would make it extra.
Water powered one would be sick, but unfortunately, I don't think that's.
I'm gonna kill that guy immediately if they figured out how to replace gasoline with water.
Big boat, they would murder them.
There's a conspiracy theory out there that some guy in Ohio made a car that was powered by water, and they fucking decapitated him.
Was the car they destroyed, the EV1 or something? Like there was that car that Big Gas just had like demolished because they didn't want. And it was like the 90s or something.
Pepsi One is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
It was one gallery.
It was one pair. Yeah, that was kind of like the same circle. Was it DJ Khaled that got lost in the jet skis nonstop?
Yeah. I was also thinking about this whole show.
It was a very funny time. That was like peak Snapchat, too, before it kind of like Yeah. Went off a cliff a little bit.
Pepsi coming out with Pepsi One was just like the Coke, just ultimate prices right then. Like, zero.
Yeah. You want to do one? I can do you one better.
Pepsi completely painted in a corner, calling their one calorie. Pathetic.
That's a great point.
There's right, no way they could get all the calories out of it. We know we've set the bar as low as it can be set.
All right, now we have the number 16 seed boobs versus number 8 seed toothpicks. This is going to be a tough one. A real tough one. Owen, toothpicks or boobs? I'm thinking about your cinnamon toothpick guy, and it's making it very hard.
I'm thinking about literally. Both of them in my mouth.
At the same time, that's dangerous.
Nuh-uh. I'd probably go back and forth in case I got any of the titty in the teeth. Yeah, no, I mean, toothpicks are cool, but it's got to be titties.
One for titties. Rudy?
I'm thinking about the sort of where these things register in someone's life. Boobs are the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs are the end game. Toothpicks are just a vessel to get there.
That's true. Toothpicks would lead you to boobs, but boobs is what you want. Yeah,
right. Toothpicks and using toothpicks are just the pursuit of happiness, whereas boobs are happiness.
Damn.
So
it's fucking poetic.
I have to say boobs because they really are like the Shangri-La of life. So
Jay,
because we've said that it's just female boobs.
Yes,
I feel like we got to go with that just because they're good in all aspects. But toothpicks again can be used as just a cleaning device for your teeth, in which case is very unsightly. So boobs.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Totally. I could go the opposite way there for a second.
Boobs. Titties, we're going to move on. It was never in doubt. All right, so who's going to go to the finals? The number 16 seed, boobs. Versus, I mean, I'm just going to fucking get the 12 seed out of here. The room in the bookcase, like the secret bookcase door versus boobs. I feel like we can just move boobs on, right?
That's a tough one.
I don't know about that.
All right, if they're going to put it to a vote then, Coley.
Yeah, there's a store in Boston called Bodega that looks like a bodega, and then you go to, I believe it was a Snapple machine, and you press one of the buttons and it's a door, and then it's a very exclusive, like high-end sneaker store. Hey, have you been there, Rudy?
No, but I've been on their online website.
Right, yeah. So that's how they started. And that's they're a titan of the industry at this point. And it's because of that, because of the secret door and the exclusivity that they marketed. Really genius.
Exclusivity in general, also very cool.
Right. Yeah. That's, I mean, then to be in one of those kind of doors, you have to be exclusive to some level. Boobs are great. Boobs are, I mean, we're having a grand old time here just reminiscing on tits of yore, but they are. There is an abundance of them. If we're going to hold abundance against jet skis, I'm going to hold them against tits here. I mean, there are two to every chest.
It's true.
So I'm going wrong. People that have had mastectomies, but yes.
They outnumber the bookcases by a huge
What was that called? A mysectomy?
Mastectomy.
Mastectomy.
Like when you have breast cancer.
I never heard that.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October in the NFL.
Yeah, we wear the pink. It does look cool.
Yeah.
All right, Che.
Yeah, I think I agree with Coley. Like, I think I argued against bookcases, but like boobs again, like love boobs, but everybody has them. Like, so the secret book too.
Two for the secret room, Rudy.
I never thought in a million years that the thing that might take down boobs is a secret fucking door. But the thing that's holding me up is the fact that boobs are crucial from the moment you're born to the moment you die. If you show a secret door to a baby, it might get the concept. It might. But if you show boobs to a baby,
they go nuts.
That, you know, baby likey. So for the longevity of boobs in terms of the fact that you like them from minute one to minute zero of your life.
You think you're going reverse. It's like minute like.
Yeah. Like 50 million, sorry. Right, you're right. Yeah. From minute one to minute, however many minutes it is, you like boobs, so I'm going to go with boobs.
All right, one for boobs.
Giving babies a lot of credit. Yeah. And they might get a secret door.
Oh, yeah. They may. Well, like, I mean, their favorite game is peekaboo.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're giving yourself credit saying you have an abundance of titties. Yeah, I don't know if you guys are delegating for the sake of the show, but pause, titties. Titties win.
So it's titties versus room, and I have to tie break 2-2.
Damn, how many breakers have you had this episode?
A lot. Wow. Well, it's supposed to be a five. That's true. That's why. All right, tits versus the room. I was obviously so pro tits a minute ago, but I think I've been swayed a little bit just based off of that exclusivity like kind of thing. Like, you can Google boobs and get a level of pleasure out of it. You can Google secret bookcases. You don't really get that same thing. You need to physically be there with the bookcase. And when you witness it, it is so exclusive and so cool that I feel like I need to vote for it here. So I'm going to vote forward the 12 seed into the finals, the secret room thing, whatever you want to call it.
Bookcase. I wonder if, because there is a ton of boobs compilations on the internet, but I wonder if there's a secret door compilation.
I would watch that.
Is that the only one who voted for titties?
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Voted for titties, yeah.
I don't. A
couple of fucking old school alphas over here.
We have the number 3 seed, which we subbed out, which is sunglasses to surfing. So it's going to be surfing versus the number 11 seed, disarming a bomb at the last second. This is going to be a tough one.
Disarming a bomb at the last second on a surfboard?
I mean, that would be the coolest, probably, but we're not combining, not in this one anyway. So, surfing versus disarming bombs the last second. It's a real tough one.
Who's it on?
It's on Owen right now.
I don't know. I think we're being naive a little bit to think that all surfers are cool. I think we're thinking of the best of the best and like going through tubes. If we're saying those surfers, like surfing through that, but like there's also a lot of people who treat it like skating, I'm sure, and are like annoying about it.
I don't know if there is. It's such a, like, I get what you're saying, but I think it's like a different mindset and lifestyle, because like I wouldn't say all skaters are like all like snowboarders. I know there's crossover for sure, but I think there's just something different about them.
Surfer culture too, specifically, is right. Very, like, I feel like surfer culture, like you were saying before, Cole, is like poor adjacent, like snowboarding culture is rich as fuck. Like, right. That's just, there's very different levels of like elitism to that. And skateboarding culture is like somewhere between, I think. Like, surfing is definitely harder, like, financially to get into, I think, than skateboarding. But like, I feel like they're,
like, I don't know what it is. Like,
boards are pricey as fuck.
Sure. If I were to buy one, my dumbass would end up buying like a $3,000 one somehow. But like, I don't know. There's just so many people that surf that do not come from any sort of means.
No, I'm picturing like one town on Long Island I knew kids from, Long Beach.
Gilgo, yeah.
I don't know. It's cooler when they're Hawaiian.
It is. For sure.
Always. Yeah.
They're always tan too. That's very cool.
Yeah. Like, my brother-in-law is, I think he's now retired, but he was a Brazilian professional surfer.
That's like the coolest sentence of words I think I've ever
seen. Right. And like, he lives in Hawaii and he surfs, and it's just like, yeah, that's sick. Like, there's nothing. I don't even know if I could ever, because of how tall and fat I am, stand up on a surf. Like,
I definitely couldn't. No chance.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, they pull the wetsuit down like halfway.
Oh yeah. The wetsuit too is also
so
cool.
Sick.
Sometimes they're wearing those shoes, like where it's like a molds to your feet, whatever. Those are pretty cool too. The ripcord alone, ripcord, like, it's just such a cool word attached to the ankle and all that.
And there's, like, much like the bomb exploding, there is danger around you. Like,
you caught in riptide, you die. And dying by riptide, also very cool. Like, surfing. Just by term wise, anyway.
Surfing.
It's one for surfing. Rudy.
Surfing has so many good qualities, and I want to vote it, but the only reason I won't is because you can't save anyone's life surfing.
People would say
you can save your own brother,
except maybe yourself.
And many do every day.
And which you could also argue that it's someone who's disarming a bomb is only saving themselves, but more often than not, they're saving a baseball stadium. So
it seems to be the odds are in that it will be in a baseball stadium.
So I'm gonna go disarming a bomb just from the rarity standpoint.
Fair enough, Jay.
I was actually able to stand up on a surfboard once when I took a surfing lesson, but I brought I purchased that surfing lesson on Groupon, so I can definitely not admit surfing.
Yeah.
So disarming a bomb is going to move.
It's going surfing on Groupon is so funny.
Groupon does give a lot of weird access to like sneaky cool things.
Yes, no, that's correct.
Yeah.
It's very peculiar. What, is Groupon still a thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I get emails from them. And I don't unsubscribe because I'm interested to see like what weird shit in my area is happening.
Was this in Martha's Vineyard after the scooter incident?
Far Rockaway or Rockaway Beach, I think.
Oh.
But yeah, showing up to a surfing lesson, kind of cool, I guess. Showing up to a surfing lesson with a printed out piece of paper saying that you saved $10 on your lesson, not cool at all.
Most surfing terms themselves are also very cool, like swell, like swells and shit.
The movie Johnny Tsunami.
Yeah, Johnny Tsunami, great movie.
Dude, I went surfing. I had a similar experience. I went to a surfing lesson, but the slang they used on one of them, I was in Nantucket and I went to the surfing lesson and we met the instructor on the beach and he like looked out on the water and he goes, yeah, it's pretty micro out there today. So it might be kind of tough. And I was like, whoa.
What does that mean?
I was like, what'd you say? He goes, it's pretty micro.
Does that mean that the waves are small?
He's like, the waves aren't very big.
Oh.
And I was like, what, dude?
Like of all the people who work at this company, Rudy has the most surfer energy.
Yes, for sure.
I wish I was a surfer so badly.
That's all I've like truly ever wanted in this life. And I just know it's not. I don't think you can be an East Coast surfer. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
I see those videos of those guys that surf in Lake Superior. And I'm like, I get out of my face.
You also need to have a cool name, I think. Like you, like Kelly Slater, fucking coolest name in the world. Like, you can't be a Polish surfer. You can't have a Polish last name being a surfer. Like, even Irish last names for the most part. Like, Kennedy's not a surfer last name. Just, I mean, it's unfortunate, but it's true. But like Kelly Slater, Slater,
shockingly, I had to Google this because of what I just said. Born in Florida. So maybe the goat from the East Coast.
Definitely the one state where I would say it's like an exception to the rule or whatever because of all the storms and shit.
Yeah.
All right, so Cole, you're up. Surfing versus disarming bombs at the last second.
I mean, I made my stance clear early. Mm-hmm. You want to disarm bombs with so much time left on the like Eli Manning. I don't know if it's still true because Tom's still playing, but I know up until very recently Eli Manning had more fourth quarter comebacks than Tom Brady for their careers, and that's because Tom Brady wins games in the second and third quarter. Much cooler to just be up 21 going into the fourth than have to come back scratch and claw for a win. And again, I've just always had this obsession with, I don't know if it's because I grew up in a cold climate. I don't know if it's because I grew up looking like this. Surfing, rocket power definitely played a
huge role. Yeah. Raymundo, man, fucking, that's a great surfer name too. Raymundo from that show.
Yeah. Surfing is as cool as it gets.
I got so swayed. I have to tie break and I'm going to vote for surfing because that is, there's just no, almost no argument against it. Every single aspect about surfing is cool. Like, there's no single thing about it where it's like, damn, that's a little bit uncool. Like, you could think of that with even disarming a bomb, like you're like even just using Coley's argument. All right. So next up we have the number 2 seed smoking cigarettes versus the number 7 seed dancing. Well, Coley, you get to start. Oof.
So part of dancing well, I think, as Owen pointed out, we're just thinking of like Chris Brown pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are people who dance well, who, if we take it back to like, when you're 6, 7, 8 years old, it's like, oh, what do you have today? Oh, I got to go to dance class. Loser.
Yeah.
Get out of my face, dude.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're dead. You're doing, there's a whole episode of The Simpsons where Bart has to do ballet as a punishment and he's really good at it. And he has to go in the school play, do ballet. And he wears a mask because he doesn't want anyone to know. So dancing, while can be practical, really just in your 20s. After that, you're just doing weddings. And if you're old, you're really just slow dancing, which truly everyone who can stand up should be able to do. Smoking cigarettes is, I mean, if you're surfing and you have a cigarette in, I mean,
oh my God, you're the coolest human to ever exist. Fuck. All right, Jay.
Last week we talked about fatsos, and I feel like a lot of fatsos smoke cigarettes.
We did.
Like, we're all thinking, like, you know, 50s guy with, you know, the white undershirt, like jeans, like smoking a cigarette.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
That was not my first thought of a smoking guy.
That's what I was thinking about.
You're thinking of like a slob?
Yeah, like plenty of disgusting people smoke cigarettes. So for that reason, I feel like if
cigarettes are an appetite depressant,
like yeah,
you eat less when you smoke.
The results that these four eyes have seen shows me that there are plenty of tubos that are smoking packs a day.
Similar line tubos of thinking to the Donald Trump Diet Coke theory.
But everyone that dances well, I feel like, is like has a certain gravitational pull about them. So I'm going to go with dancing well.
So you think fat people can't be cool is what you've...
No, fat people can definitely be cool. But I think if you look at the types of people that do both, I think the cigarette crowd is filled with way more uggos than the good dancers.
I think that specifically too, a fatso dancing is very cool. Like, do you remember that video of the guys? I think they were like Rockets fans or something. Do you remember this? And like, it was these two fat guys and they did like a catapult sort of deal over each other. It's like this weird little flip thing. Yeah. That was sick as hell. Like that makes it, if you're an agile fat guy, you're extremely cool in my book.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Chris Farley specifically.
Yeah, true. Also, that would be like a great example for that. All right, Rudy.
I've gone back and forth like three times in the last 2 minutes. I saw a video the other day of the soccer player after the last game of his season. He was sitting on the field with his uniform on and he's smoking a cigarette and had a beer. And I was like, fuck, that's so cool. That's really cool. But then I started thinking about the fact that like the phrase bust a move, it's like, oh, that's my friend Reggie, dude. He's fucking sick at dancing, bust a move. And then like right then and there, you just bust a move. That's pretty cool.
Or that's
like
a hypothetical. When has that ever happened?
I know, but I'm wishing. I want
but like
that.
Everyone's talking about this one dancing friend. Do any of you guys have a dancing friend?
I want to be that friend.
I have one
dancing friend. I know a guy who's really good to dancing.
And like, what's his style?
Yeah, what's his?
He does the thing where you you put your leg over through the thing and then hop through.
Jump rope. Not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's one of the moves he does where you can just do it so flawlessly and easily. And I'm just like, what the fuck you, dude?
I want to hear about Steven's dancing friend.
I mean, I knew him in like high school. He was a couple of years older and he just knew like all the cool dance moves. He was actually a little bit of a huskier fellow, but he was like very cool in the fact that he could just like do all those things. And it's like, this guy, wow, sick.
Also, let's look at the world. Let's look at technology. Look at TikTok. TikTok is the most powerful social media platform in the world right now. And it's built off the backs of dancers.
Yeah. If there was an app where teenagers were just smoking cigarettes for 8 seconds at a time, that would be way cooler.
I know. I'm really on the fence. Coley's argument about the fact that like as a kid, if you go to like dancing practice, that is pretty fucking lame. I'm thinking of this like very hyper specific type of dancing, and I just am so jealous of people that can dance because I have no rhythm. But overall, overarching, it's got to be cigarettes.
It's another one for cigarettes, Owen.
Cigarettes. In a bloodbath, Jax Teller, Tommy Shelby, are the two coolest people that come to mind when I think
Don
of fiction.
Draper.
Don Draper,
Coley's credit.
Yeah, cigarettes. I could go on, but
all of the coolest recent characters do smoke. It is going to move on. I do think dancing, to your point, Coley, it does get cooler with age. Like if you're good at it, like let's say you're like the same relative level of goodness at it, it gets better or more interesting or more.
Well, it's like a bell curve. Like it's extremely uncool, then super cool, and then it really tails off.
Yeah, like it becomes like useless. But still, if you're like a 70-year-old that could bust a move or something, people would be like, "Oh, that's kind of interesting." But like,
singing would be much cooler.
Yeah, yes and no, because like if you could point at the guy in the bar and be like, hey, bust a move, you can't point at him and be like, hey, hit a C sharp. Like it just,
yeah, I mean, you, the same. You can though, like a post game, you're in an apartment, like sing.
I just thought of a good one. Freestyling would have been fucking good.
I don't think I get dancing.
I think it makes sense because like there is the guy who can dance well is the guy who gets the most attention in whatever the setting is. Like that guy is the coolest.
Where are you guys?
Have you seen Step Up?
Yeah, Step Up 2. That made Channing Tatum a star.
I'm saying like where in life are you guys like recognizing someone's dance skills?
On TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok a lot.
Most of that dancing's bad.
Yeah, that's well. The most popular TikTokers are the worst dancers,
but right?
The ones in between, yeah.
Or John Wall coming out for the Wizards. Yeah.
When do you see someone dancing in your life?
That's a great point. Showtime on the subway. Mm-hmm. Like that's really annoying.
That's okay, but that's annoying. But the stuff they do is crazy, like insanely acrobatic and cool.
No, that is true.
But if you were at like a nightclub, and I see people at nightclubs all the time, and everyone that isn't dancing, I think wish they could.
Yes,
definitely.
I think it's more a mental block than anything. Totally. You're a fine dancer, Rudy.
A block is a block, though.
I don't know if people even dance at you move. Nobody's doing choreographed anything that you could flex when you're out.
Let me throw, because I know you love hypotheticals in these. Let me throw a hypothetical at you. There's a guy dancing in a circle. All the people around him are going, ho, 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 ho. Everyone's chanting in unison for this guy as he busts a move. Is he not the coolest guy in the room and maybe even the zip code?
He could be the coolest guy in the room, but that's not a cool room if we're surrounding a man chanting to dance.
You know, you're chanting with him while he dances.
I suppose
it's a tough one.
Dance circles.
All right, now that hypothetical. Now picture just anybody smoking.
No, you're right. I'm with you. I'm voting for smoking here. That was I would have voted for it regardless.
I think smoking deserves to win.
Yeah, for sure. So now it's gonna be smoking versus surfing, which is a bloodbath. Oh my god, that is such a difficult matchup. And we're going to start with you this time, Owen. Smoking or surfing?
Fuck. Is this the championship?
No, this is just our Western Conference Finals. Okay. Whoever wins this goes up against the room with the bookcase thing.
I mean,
it's just so funny every time I say it. Smoking versus surfing.
Fuck, this is tough.
This is a really hard one. This honestly could be the finals.
I'm just going back and forth with our exclusivity arguments, whether that makes it cooler because less people surf, obviously.
You can buy a cigarette from a pack of cigarettes from a vending machine. I don't know if anymore. But you definitely used to.
Certainly not anymore.
Yeah, as I say, I haven't seen that in a very long time.
They have them in some casinos.
Casinos,
yeah. Although that's another thing that sucks being in a casino because all you can smell is cigarettes.
That's favorite smell.
You like the smell of the cigarettes soaked into a carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I hate
bowling alleys, casinos, distinct smell.
Yeah,
bowling alleys.
We've talked about this. It's both of our favorites. Because yes. I mean, it's all the coolest places have the smell,
and it associates with you a lot of fun memories.
It's shitty bars, casinos. Like I said.
It's a tough one, smoking or surfing. Again, if you were smoking while you were surfing, that would be the winner here. That'd be hard, too, because you'd have to be keeping the cigarette.
I'll go smoking. I don't even have thoughts. I was trying to form thoughts. I don't have thoughts.
This is such a tough one. Rudy?
It is a very difficult one. I think the situation that I keep thinking about is if your girlfriend or the girl you're dating was talking to her mom or one of her friends about you, she's like, what does he do? She's like, he's a surfer. It's like, oh, you know, that's nice. Whereas what's she going to say? Oh, he's a smoker.
Yeah. That's all you got.
Yeah. It's if you there's so much more there's so much more depth to surfing in terms of the lifestyle and the places you live and your outlook on life, and your connection to the natural world, the danger of sharks. Granted, if you are a smoker, you are swimming with cancer. So that's probably more dangerous, to be honest with you. So it's a tough one. It's a heavyweight matchup. But I think in terms of the lifestyle and how much goes along with it, I think it's got to be surfing.
That's such a goddamn hard one. I'm going with your argument of the surfers are just that is just so cool. You immediately think that person's cool no matter what. Also, the word surfing itself,
it's great.
Extremely cool. No, it's another unintentionally great word, chain smoking. Chain smoking sounds cool as fuck, and it's very bad.
Chain smokers.
Chain smokers, equivalently as cool, sure. Jay?
Surfing. I just think 100% of people that surf are cool.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of a lame surfer. Lots of lame smokers, not a lot of lame surfers. Coley?
We've talked a lot about surfing and haven't even brought up Max B yet with
is that a famous surfer?
Yes.
I think he swag surfs.
Yeah, he's the silver. He surfed the silver surfboard. Surfer. Yeah.
He is. there was when The Life of Pablo was coming out, Kanye was talking about waves a lot. And it caused such a stir that he wasn't giving credit. I believe Wiz Khalifa was one who brought it to attention, that he was not properly crediting Max B being the wave god himself. To the point where Kanye had to call Max B from prison to give him his blessing to use the phrase wave on his album, which is still, that's something we should be talking about more in day-to-day life, for my liking.
Is Max B an artist or a surfer or both?
He's a surfer.
He's definitely a surfer.
I don't see color.
also, a great, that was a great early PMT bit, no? Was a shout out Max B? Or
yeah.
Was
that? Yes. Because of
Portnoy. Portnoy's, yeah, Portnoy's dad.
Grandson, yes.
Grandson, that's right, yeah.
Nephew, grandson.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I've long been envious of the entirety of surfing, everything that goes about it.
All right, so you get to vote first in our finale. It's surfers versus the secret door in the bookcase.
So it's really two opposite ends of the spectrum, because like a lot of great surfers truly have nothing. Like there's, the most successful you can be is Kelly Slater. And I don't know what his net worth is. I'm sure he's had some nice brand deals, but like compared to other athletes, they're making nothing. You know what I mean? So like the most successful surfer is still moderately successful in comparison to other things. If you have a secret door, you cannot be a poor person. There's just no fucking way. Like you live in a castle of some sort. So it really is two sides of the same coin. And in situations like this, I'm never going to side with the elites. I'm going to side with the poor. I have to go surfing. Like if you need so many things to get to that door, you really just need the ocean and a wave for surfing. I'm going surfing.
Into the, to your argument about the famous surfers, Kelly Slater's the most famous surfer. The only other one I could think of is the one that got famous because her arm got bit off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Yeah.
That's the only other way you can get famous.
She was the soul surfer.
Is by getting mauled. Like,
yeah. It's like Hawaii and Australia are the two places I think most of with surfing. And those are like objectively the two coolest places we have as a planet.
It's a great, great point. All right. Jay, surfing versus secret bookcase door.
I think Coley outlined it pretty well. In the fact that, you know, one is very elitist and the other one is open for anyone. In those situations, I'm always going to side with the elitist because that's way cooler. so I'm going to go with the secret bookcase.
I love that setup. Oh, what a great delivery. Rudy.
I'm going to go with... I mean, I'm hung up on the fact that it's such a good invention, the secret bookshelf, because I'm thinking about the first guy. It's like, dude, what if we put a fucking door right there? That's a pretty remarkable invention that has stood the test of time. But then you can make the same argument for surfing. I mean, that's an invention. So I'm torn. The only reason I want to pick surfing is because of the culture that surrounds it, the hot chicks, the sunshine, the beach blonde hair. I mean, everything about it is just so cool. So
didn't you bring up the bookshelf thing with like being sex parties?
Yes.
Which is true.
The first guy who looked at the ocean was like, you know what? I'm going to go stand on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's sick.
And I think, you know, when in moments of doubt, we should look to God.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. We should look to God. And I think that if you were to ask God, which one of these two things do you look more fondly upon? Which one is more dank? He would say surfing.
Mm. I would agree with you.
You could argue Jesus removing the rock from the door.
It's the original gag door.
You know what? Although Jesus, and to the gag door's credit, Jesus was a carpenter. He probably loves those things.
That's true. I almost put the resurrection as one of my
the resurrection of Christ as one of the coolest moves.
And Jesus defied surfing. He would just part the sea instead. Yeah.
He was the anti-surf.
He walked. Yeah.
All right, Owen.
Yeah, I agree with Che. I think just people, elite people are cool. We could try and convince ourselves that they're not to make ourselves feel better, but if you're going elite or poor, you're going to go elite. So I'll do being on Epstein's flight logs. No, I'll do surfing as well.
All right, surfing's going to win our cool bracket. I feel like the second you added that, Coley, that was like the shoe-in to be the winner. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked none of us had it on our list before because it is – fuck. It is just the coolest thing. God damn it.
What about cool?
Yeah, it's just bona fide cool.
It really is.
All right, we'll be back next week. And next week, we will be doing the bracket of bracket winners. We'll have the full crew back for that. That's
going to be 30?
That'll be episode 30. So we're going to be doing 30, or I guess 29 bracket winners. So yeah, we'll be, even though we're technically going to have, maybe I'll pick one of our ones where we had like a closer matchup and I'll add another one in. But I think we'll do it.
There should be three Jay-in games. So it's like a crisp 32.
Yeah. Could do that. We could do three season chains. Okay, so we'll be back with that. That's going to be like a hyper episode with the full, all the group back. But until then, remember, if you're watching on YouTube, to subscribe, get our numbers up. Until then, from me, Coley, Che, Rudy, and from Owen, we will see you next time.